From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Well, it looks like the effort to build a huge soccer stadium at Port Miami has been upended by the county's mayor. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez is proposing a location for David Beckham's dream soccer stadium that was on the radar 6 months ago. It's a boat slip in downtown Miami on Biscayne Bay between Museum Park and the American Airlines Arena. Jimenez says the boat slip location would create enough new land for the stadium as well as a pedestrian walkway on Biscayne Bay. The boat slip location had previously raised environmental issues for county officials, but Jimenez says that because the slip is man-made, he has gotten the okay from environmental groups. Port Miami has been Beckham's group's first choice, although critics have said it would create more traffic for the downtown area. Beckham's group said it will examine the boat slip location as a possible location for the soccer stadium. Lights, camera, where's all the action? Florida lawmakers have approved programs in the past to reduce taxes for film and TV productions, but a bill that would create tax incentives to lure more entertainment projects to Florida just failed to grab the legislature's attention this year. Kathleen McRary in the Herald Times Tallahassee Bureau says supporters believe the incentive program would create jobs.
The Miami-Dade delegation was really interested in expanding the film industry tax credit program this year, the argument being that the film industry is a great economic driver, that TV and movie projects really want to come to Florida. But the truth is that we don't offer the same incentives as states like Louisiana and Georgia, and that was a reason we were missing out on a lot of great projects.
South Florida saw the departure last year of the long-running USA series Burn Notice, as well as The Glades on A&E and Magic City on the Starz Network. The trade association Film Florida promises to be back in Tallahassee to push the bill next year. The group says that for every dollar the state invests in entertainment projects, $5.60 is returned to the economy. Well, Florida child welfare officials are creating a brand new position within their agency to improve transparency of child abuse death records. The Department of Children and Families has been under intense scrutiny after a series by the Miami Herald highlighting the deaths of 477 children in the past 5 years. Venezuelans in Miami are planning a caravan to Washington to press U.S. leaders for sanctions against Venezuela. The advocates are expected to depart Thursday and arrive in the nation's capital on Friday. They plan to meet with legislators and voice their support for sanctions against the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Venezuela has seen the deaths of at least 40 people in recent street protests. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.